Welcome to Dinosaur Podcast. Today we're going to be talking about Ceratosaurus, which I found a fossil of not a Ceratosaurus jaw, but either a fish jaw or a dinosaur jaw. It was only the lower jaw, with teeth aligned perfectly like a plesiosaur, or on the bottom jaw to snap at fish. So it's either a piscivore or a marine reptile. I'm not interested in marine reptile, and I'm not a paleontologist. One day I am, but I'm still not. So the plesiosaur, but we're not talking about marine reptiles. Or Fletchersinius. Fletchersinius. Gosh, I have to remember my dinosaur names. Names that I named after. It isn't unusual, Fletchersinius. I don't know how to work it. And it isn't in a museum till I find the key of the box where I locked it in. Till I can get a real paleontologist too. So, research it. I'll come back on it probably next episode. Ceratosaurus was a failed one. Ceratosaurus was let's say a not very good. About the size of a Dilophosaurus, that was oversized in the family, which will not be named, be Universal Pictures. We will not ever know. But until that way, it was found in Fauch. Its last name was Fauch. The discoverer's last name was Felt. Fauch found it in Fauch's quarry. Ceratosaurus was having horn on its nose thingy, which was not used to sing, being like a microphone. I named Fauchersinius after the discoverer and Fauch's crowy. I don't know how to work in Google, I said. No, you do not control Google. That will just be my flatmate. Now, dinosaurs come to life. That's all. Now, time for questions. Question time is, how in the world do you say Fletchersaurus? It's called Fletchersaurus, and I was the one who discovered it. Trek X is doing an animal podcast. It might be coming out. I have no idea. Yeah, until he brings me back on the show. I was trying to figure out this podcast. The first failed one of his was going on, so that felt bad. Sorry about that. But until then we will be in. We will be going on to questionnaires. Here's. Unicorn Squad has an answer on did the Fletchersinius was a fish or was it a carnivore? It's meant to be a piscivore, but we don't know if it's a fish or not. The one way I pictured it would be as long as a paper, doing by the size of the jaw, lower jaw bone, sail, legs, eggs, club on, going down his tail, not the club, tail at the very end, two spikes, one at the top, a pointy. This was found in Ruchidor, or sticks into predators, and the other one has a little not pointy thing to help it swim. Its feet was like a stork. Walked with webbed feet, and its hands were nearly as long as its neck and head doubled. It would like Spinosaurus, it could walk on it, its arms, and it could grab fish, about the same size as its body length. It would take a whole lot longer to evolve, but this is question time, not about the Vulturesaurus. Vulturesaurus. I got mixed up with Ceratosaurus. And I'm getting mixed up about Carnotaurus. Gosh, two dinosaur names. And now we'll be sponsoring Unicorn Squad and Trike X, you know, from the other podcast one, which was about Axe Lava World. We changed name because I like dinosaurs better than it. Till next time, this is this Dinosaur Podcast. Na 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 na. This episode was recorded with Anchor. Sign up free for Anchor.